100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey in the morning at 8:45. We've just been chatting with Miss America. That's all. Camille Schreier, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're terrific, and you're terrific, too. And I love the fact that you are Miss America after performing not a song, not a dance, not a ventriloquist act. What did you do for your talent?
I just blew a couple things up. I did a chemistry demonstration, which was really fun.
Tell us about your 2 degrees.
So I have 2 Bachelor of Science degrees from Virginia Tech, one in biochemistry and then another one in systems biology. And I got those in a duration of 5 years, lots of hard work. And I'm really excited to be able to kind of be a proponent for women in STEM in this role. So that's really important to me as well.
Absolutely. Now, when your reign is over, what do you want to do with your science degrees, if anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm actually a graduate student as well right now. I'm taking 2 years off to complete my years of service as both Miss Virginia and Miss America. So I'll return and complete my doctor of pharmacy, which I had started before I started this entire process. And so I'll go back and finish that after I'm done.
You're going to be a pharmacist.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just love the fact that after traditional years and years of song and dance and other kinds of, you know, twirling and juggling and all this, you do a science experiment and you walk away with the title. How cool is that?
I never expected that to happen. I quite honestly designed this demonstration because I'm not a woman that sings or dances. You don't want to see me do any of that on national TV. No one would want to. But I ended up wanting to kind of represent the talents I have as a scientist in a new way. And I'm really glad that it was accepted so well. It was definitely out of the box and a huge risk. But, you know, you got to take a big risk to get a big reward sometimes, I think.
Absolutely. And now you want to teach everyone how to mind their meds. What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I, as a doctor of pharmacy student, I've been able to see how medication safety is a huge problem in the home. And so being able to educate parents and caregivers how to make sure that they prevent medication errors. And it's something that's important. I've seen children throughout my time as Miss Virginia who have been affected by medication errors, and it can happen so easily. But also, we have a huge opioid epidemic in this country, and it's something that I'm hoping to combat and be able to educate people about and figure out ways that we can help prevent it.
Now, there's lots of fun stuff for Miss America to do during your reign, right? I mean, you got stuff coming up?
Absolutely. So I will travel the entire country this year full time. And that's really exciting. It's funny, I had made a map in my bedroom when I was a kid, hoping to be able to go to every state in the country. And I think that this is going to be my way that I do it. And I'll travel about 20,000 miles a month, just going to different events, advocating for my social impact initiative, and just being able to share my story as a woman of science, just really wherever I am called to go.
Beautiful. Be careful what you wish for, right? You made that map as a kid, and now you're going everywhere. So a lot of busy women are listening to this program, and they would like to know, maybe you can inspire them. How are you taking care of yourself on this busy, crazy ride that you're on right now?
I love that question because I am such a self-care advocate, and I think that that's part of kind of what our society forgets about a lot of the time. So I'm definitely an advocate for getting enough rest, being with people that you love. I have 2 fur babies at home that keep me balanced when I'm actually home. It's just making sure that you fill your cup before everyone else's, because you can't give 100% if you're not 100% is kind of the way that I approach my job.
Fantastic. Well, you may be the best Miss America ever from what I've heard.
Hey, thanks. That would be really cool.
Well, you're certainly the best of the new era of Miss America, performing a science experiment and then becoming a pharmacist. It's not the usual run that most of the Miss Americas have had.
Nope. I said it on stage. I want to say that a show that a scientist can be Miss America and that Miss America could be a scientist. We were going to make it, bring it into a new decade and make it relevant.
And where would you like to make home eventually when you end your reign?
That's hard. Quite honestly, I will go back to Richmond to finish my PharmD, but after that, I will go wherever I am employed, quite honestly. It's one of those young professional things, but probably on the East Coast. I grew up here. Don't plan to leave.
All right. We'd love to have you in Westchester in the Hudson Valley.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, real pleasure talking to you. Camille Schreier, Miss America 2020. Thank you so much for all that you do, and we look forward to seeing you maybe locally when you stop by.
Hey, you never know. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Camille Schreier, Miss America 2020.
The best.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it.